Very often I go over to the corner bakery. I like to sit there in the morning and I do a little writing and reading and have breakfast. The other day I was there and the seat I was in was facing the windows, and some people came in and I thought I recognized them, but I couldn't see very well because the light was so bright behind them that I couldn't make out any detail in exactly who they were. There was too much light. I started thinking about that as I thought about this season of Easter that we are in now. We are in a season of a great deal of light in terms of religious celebration and religious experience. There's a great deal of light in the church during the Easter season. But in all that light, I have to begin to wonder, what do the details look like? If I believe in this brilliant light of resurrection in a religious sense, what does that mean in terms of the details of my life? How does that knowledge live out in just everyday life for me and for others who believe? How does the religious and the ephemeral translate into the real and the practical? The story in today's gospel helps us bridge that gap between abstract religious faith and everyday practical spirituality. Jesus insists in this story that the disciples touch his hands and feet. He then eats regular human food, as if to say, I am here, experiencing the same ordinary things that you experience as a human. Of course, the disciples are afraid at first, and then they're joyful to see him, and their fear is overcome when they begin to see that he is there literally in the flesh. And only then does the impact of the recent progression of events begin to dawn on them. Here he is, back from the dead, standing among us. This abstract religious concept that had been discussed, resurrection, means something in everyday human life. Jesus is touchable as we are. He eats regular food as we do. And we're not comfortable in hoping this, but we hope that means that we will be resurrected as he has been. Our minds can't comprehend it, but our physical senses begin to tell us it might be true. In my opinion, having religious faith is easy if it just means reciting some words on Sunday mornings. But if that's all our faith amounts to, religious faith is also irrelevant, and it becomes a philosophical exercise. This gospel story tells us, though, that the story of Jesus matters, that Jesus literally has matter. He is not a disembodied spirit or a ghost, but a human being, living, walking, eating. He is a present reality, literally, in the flesh. He's not a concept. He's not a dogma. He's a real person who eats real food, who bears real wounds, and yet who vanquishes mortality. In our culture, we have seen resuscitation very often in medical science, but we're not familiar with this other thing, this resurrection. Our minds and our experience tell us what the probable is, but our souls must tell us, having seen the resurrected Christ, what the possible is beyond that probable. It's more than we ever could have imagined in our most fervent prayers, that we and all those we love will live real lives beyond this one. We have no frame of reference about what is possible with the resurrected Jesus. This story tells us that God does something far beyond what seems probable according to current conceptions, scientifically, intellectually, practically speaking. A source that I use called Feasting on the Word says this about this story, that the possibility beyond the probable, is the nature of religious hope. Possibility beyond the probable is the nature of religious hope. But that possible has to matter in our real lives. It has to be more than a promise that things will be better for us later after this life. God, after all, has made this physical world, has given us our physical lives, and they are good in themselves. They're not simply a holding cell until we get to the good stuff. This translation into reality is something I encountered really before I embraced religion so strongly. There was a time in my life when the light was not bright. I didn't know about resurrection. I didn't really know about Jesus. And the place where I was emotionally was a place where the light was very dim. I didn't concern myself with God much at that time, and yet I think I had an experience of the risen Christ. My dad had been sick off and on for several months, and I felt that we were going to lose him. And I kept praying that he wouldn't die. And I realized finally that I was praying that prayer for my benefit and not for his. And then I had this experience where I saw my sister's house where my dad had been living, and he was lying on the couch, and the door was nearby, and between the door and the couch was Jesus with his hands like this, as if to say, it's time to go. And that experience allowed me to see the best thing for my dad is for him to go. And I think he was ready, but he knew I wasn't. And after I had this experience, I thought, this whole Jesus thing, I don't know what to think about it, but I feel that I saw him, and I feel that that gave me comfort about what would happen with my dad. In that light, that dim light of grief and fear, that light that is not nearly as bright as the abstract light of religious faith, I saw in detail what it means to believe in the risen Christ. Seeing Jesus in that room with my dad, I knew I had to let him go. It was one of the hardest moments of my life. It was one of the holiest. I saw that Jesus matters in my life here and now. This risen Christ is not a spirit, but someone who steps physically into our most frightening places to help us and to help those we love. It's hard to discern the detail of life in Christ when the light is too bright. But in the harder moments, we begin to see detail of what Jesus means to us. In one of our Eucharistic prayers, we talk about Jesus being known to us in the breaking of the bread. Not in the bread. In the breaking of bread. Jesus is known to us when he appears in detail and we can see that he still has the nail marks. We can see, as in this story, that he still requires sustenance as we do. That hope of the resurrected physical human Jesus translates into a great comfort for me that my dad and all the others who have gone before are okay. God offers us peace, not always security that things will remain as we want them. But we encounter God in the risen Christ when we have the courage to stay in that room and see this Jesus who can be touched, who speaks, who eats as we do. When I talk about religion and even about Jesus in the abstract, I have no trouble believing. But in that bright light, I struggle to see Jesus in my own life, and I have to work hard to see the details. We see God best in the dim light. Only in that dimmer light, away from the brilliance of abstract religious thought, can we see the details of what the risen Christ means to us. Wounds are endured. Death is conquered. Loved ones find peace. And real human beings who can touch and taste and walk and eat find hope. Like the disciples, I've stood in that brilliant light, believing in Christ's resurrection, but I couldn't see the details. Now I begin to. That resurrection of Jesus, I hope it means that my family members and my loved ones who have gone on before me are okay. That I can be at peace, even when I don't feel secure in a physical way. If we not only stand in this brilliant light, but see the risen Christ act like a regular human being like us, wounded and eating and touching and drinking, we will know in our hearts and souls that the possible has far exceeded the probable, and that it all matters. I can't prove any of this using scientific evidence. But I know somehow that my dad is okay. I know the other people I've loved and lost are okay. I know that doesn't seem probable, given what we know about physical science and medical science. But I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of the risen Jesus Christ. And I know because I believe those things that the possible far exceeds the probable. I believe. In the dim light of loss and fear, I have seen the risen Christ. And I know that he is here for me now in real, hard, joyful human life. I know he is here. I have seen him in that dim light. And I know. Amen. Amen.